This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Unlocking Silent Histories is an organization dedicated to amplifying the voices and identities of Indigenous youth. The program provides equipment, technology, and training to help these young people create documentaries about their lives and communities. Recent film and photography work from Mayans in Guatemala and members of North Carolina's Lumbee Tribe is on display at Art in Bloom Gallery through this weekend. I spoke with the program director and one of the program participants from Guatemala.
Unlocking Silent History provides cameras to Indigenous youth in rural communities so that they can capture and illuminate their cultures and traditions from their own perspective.
That's Donna DeGennaro, the founder and director of the program. She's an education professor, and she just won the Wilma Women to Watch Education Award.
Often people think of it as a film program, but it's much more than that. So it's opening an opportunity for youth to create their own educational structure or path, using technologies to express themselves, show their passions, show their knowledge, show things that they want to tell about their communities. And it is also a leadership development program. So kids will participate first, and then they become leaders in the program to teach other youth how to create videos and how to do interviews in their community.
Donna brought one program participant from Guatemala to the studio. His name is
Jose Elias Quejulacan,
but he goes by Elias. Elias is a part of the largely indigenous Mayan community in Guatemala called Santiago Atitlan. He speaks Mayan and Spanish. Austin Hatcher serves as our translator. Could you describe to me where you live in Guatemala?
Entre volcanes.
I live between three, four volcanoes, a beautiful lake. It's one of the seven wonders of the world. I live in a small part that's called Santiago Atitlan. Wonderful people, very creative, honest. We are missing good access to education, as well as governmental support in terms of healthcare, education, all the basic needs to continue developing. It's a very beautiful town.
Elias worked with the program for 2 years, and now he's a leader for other young people in documentary making. When Elias started with the program, he first had a camera to take still images. What kind of photos did you take?
The first time, the experience is, having the camera. I wanted to take pictures of everything that I saw. But then later, I started to understand the difference between photographing something and capturing a moment. I think that anyone can take pictures, but not everyone can capture a moment. And I did my first video in 2016, and it's called Rural Education. And I wanted to make the level of education in our town known, make parents more conscious. The authorities, local authorities, the teachers, that we have to focus on education. In the end, that's what makes a difference in the world.
So in the place where Elias lives, is it uncommon for people to have a camera?
It's incredibly uncommon for people to have a camera. So in the beginning, they're usually very timid about interviewing people in the communities. In fact, in some of the communities, if you have a camera, they'll block you out and they won't want photographs. So it's been really important for the students to have the cameras themselves and be the ones to initiate the project so that they can develop relationships with people who they would like to interview or who they would like to help share their knowledge. It's becoming more common now that they've been doing this for 2 years. So people are starting to get more comfortable with it and really understand that the project is about creating videos for their own archives in their own communities.
That was Donna DeGennaro, director of Unlocking Silent Histories and program participant Elias Lacan, with Austin Hatcher providing translation. Work by Elias and other Mayan Guatemalans, plus work by members of the Lumbee tribe, is on display at Art in Bloom Gallery downtown, but just through the weekend. The closing reception is this Sunday, the 19th of November, from 2 to 4 o'clock. Find details at whqr.org.